Susie Q. Now she knows how to treat somebody. She has so much pain herself, she sees other people's pain clear. I remember when she had the fire and that thing in her throat. She had to use a crutch to come out, but she'd come out with my coffee. Wish I could kill someone for her. There must be someone she needs killed. I could do them like old Jock and put them in the swamp. But it's not a swamp no more. No, it's all apartments on top of old Jock. Would he be pissed? Always carrying on about so many people come to Florida and himself come down from Wisconsin. The big cheese. He used to work in some craft plant up there, but he got too cold and come down here to pick at me until I couldn't take no more and had to hit him. Hit him 4 times with that frying pan, till the brains come out of his ears. More brains than you'd think he'd had, the way he carried on. My lordy lord, this coffee is good. I do miss old Jock sometimes. I should have wrote down the date, the year, so I'd know how long he's been gone. I told people he'd just run away with some little girl from Cafe Risque, and they'd say, sure, Susie Q. He always was that way, and by the time they get around to building on the swamp, I guess there's not much left. I did go out there once to check, and he was all white and wormy and popping out of his clothes. I found a big piece of old plywood to put on top of him. He did smell something fierce, but I guess nobody went out to the swamp back then. I could use a tomato. I got 6 paper dollars and some change. The Lord provides for this believer, but he don't provide tomatoes in this town, just coffee. I could chop up a tomato and that rice and a little sugar. Sometimes I feel like I'm going crazy. Seems like everyone talking about aliens from outer space today. I try not to listen, but there it is. Bet I can get a tomato for $2. I don't mind a few spots. And who's in my way but normal Norman?